Good evening. Welcome, everybody, a big packed house tonight. This is the Monday, January 8th, 2018 organizational meeting. Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Mr. Barga.
Present.
Mrs. Dunlap.
Here.
Mrs. Quisenberry.
Here.
Mr. Whitman.
Here.
Mr. Bacony.
Here. Please rise for those of you that are doing the oath of new board members and go ahead and have a seat. Stand in the center, please. Take your teacher.
All right. So raise your right hand and I'll repeat it. I'll say the name repeat after me. I state your name. Solemnly affirm that I will support the Constitution of the State of Ohio.
Solemnly affirm that I will support the Constitution of the State of Ohio.
And that I will faithfully and impartially discharge my duties as a member of the Board of Education of the Reynoldsburg City School District.
And that I will faithfully and impartially discharge my duties as a member of the Board of Education of the Reynoldsburg City School District.
To the best of my ability and in accordance with the laws now in effect and hereafter to be enacted. During my continuance in said office and until my successor is elected and qualified. Thank you. Welcome
Thank you.
Back and welcome anew.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Item 2.01, election of board president. Do I have any nominations?
I nominate Joe Begley for president.
And do I have a second?
I'll second.
Nominated by Ms. Dunlap, second, and a brief, almost tie between Mr. Barga and Ms. Quisenberry. Any discussion? Seeing none, please.
I will say that I intend to cast my vote for Mr. Begany because although I would like to see this, the officership, move around a bit. At present, you're the only one who has experience as an officer. So I would like to see you serve, one more term, and then perhaps the vice president watch you carefully. So that, in order to kind of, move in.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. Got your work cut out for you, whoever the vice president is. Madam Treasurer, would you call the roll?
Mrs. Dunlap?
Yes.
Mr. Barga?
Yes.
Mrs. Quisenberry?
Yes.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Abstain. I can't vote for myself. Thank you. Now we need to move on to the election of the vice president. Do I have a nomination?
Yes, I nominate Debbie Dunlap.
Do I have a second?
Second
by Mr. Whitman. Nomination by Jenny Quisenberry for Debbie Dunlap to be vice president, and Neil Whitman as the second. Any discussion? Apparently, you have a lot of high expectations. I appreciate it. It is a different thing, and you have some footsteps that you have to follow, but I'm sure that we will all work well together and get this job done that we need to. Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mrs. Quisenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Barga?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Abstain.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion approved. Welcome to the Vice President.
Thank you.
Item 4.01, approval of tonight's agenda. Mr. Superintendent, do we have any changes or additions?
Good. One addition, a transition agreement. It's at the end of the agenda.
Thank you. Do I have a motion to approve tonight's agenda?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Whitman, second by Ms. Dunlap. Any other discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mr. Barga?
Aye.
Mrs. Quisenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion's passed. Item 5.01, set dates and times of the regular Board of Education meeting for the following school year. The dates are listed below. Be it resolved, unless otherwise noted, that the regular Board of Education meetings will be held on the third Tuesday of each month at 6:30 p.m., with said meeting being held at Reynoldsburg City Council Chambers, East Main Street, Reynoldsburg, Ohio, as follows, and the dates are listed there. Any discussion?
I just wanted to mention that I had been thinking, many of us experienced us moving those meetings out to a lot of the school buildings. We tried it for about the first half of the year last year and kind of came back. And I really enjoyed it. I felt it was a good way for the board members to get into the buildings and to see what was going on. Also, it made a very comfortable atmosphere for some people who maybe didn't want to come to City Hall. They could come to their home school. And so it was kind of a win-win, I felt, on both sides. And I have asked that this be looked at once again. And I know that we're setting this right now, but I would, after seeing the data that we collect on the cost and some of the feedback that we had already gotten, I'd like to re-examine this. So, and I know that I have approached the superintendent about that. And so that may be forthcoming.
It'd be a good time to talk about it at the board members' retreat towards the end of the month. And that way that'll give us some time to look at the financials and then kind of find out where we go. It was fun. It was nice for those of us that don't always get a chance to get into the schools as often as we like. But we'll definitely keep an eye on it.
If I may, I have a quick question to ensure that we have alerted the city that we will be using the property of theirs during that time and that we've asked for permission.
Yes, we called over and made sure that these dates were would work out with their meetings that they were agreeable and so it was available.
Perfect, thank you.
And there won't be any usual misses because of the, I believe it's President's Day, Martin Luther King Day, that we miss it on the calendar this year?
We called and checked with their calendar, and they assured us that it was available, but we always check periodically just to make sure nothing has changed.
Okay. Any other discussion? Seeing none? Do I have a motion down already? No. Motion, please.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Varga. Second? Second by Ms. Quisenberry. Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mr. Varga?
Aye.
Mrs. Quisenberry?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion's passed. Item 6.01, Robert's Rule of Order, which I do see a couple of copies of this out, I know for a lot of people. We'll go ahead and do I have a motion to adopt Robert's Rules of Orders for all future board meetings?
Mm-hmm.
Moved by Mr. Whitman. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mrs. Dunlap. Any discussion? Seeing none.
They get the dummies version. We got the regular version.
It wasn't meant to be insulting at all, so I'll just be clear. And I have extra dummies version because that's what I use.
Okay.
For the record, I bought the dummies first before we got our regular one. So.
I have a question, actually. I'm not sure if it would require a motion yet or not, but this stipulates that it would be resolved that Robert's Rules of Order in its most recent and current edition is established as the accepted authority when questions regarding procedure arise. Should we include something that would stipulate that we first go to our bylaws, which some of them, especially for the voting requirements that are authorized by the ORC, are listed in the bylaws first? So would we, as a board, think that that would be a good idea, in which case a motion would have to be?
We've not had any issues in here previously. However, I don't think that that's necessarily something that is bad that we can do.
Motion on the floor.
In that case, I move to amend the second section of that to stipulate at the end of it, except as otherwise stated by the bylaws adopted by the Reynoldsburg City School Districts.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion on the table by Mr. Varga, seconded by Mr. Whitman. Any other discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer?
Okay, so we're voting on the amendment now, but we'll come back.
Come back and vote on the next one.
Mr. Varga?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Quisenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. The amendment has passed. Now we're voting on Robert's Rules of Order with the additional amendment in it. Do I have a motion?
Oh, I think we did
that. Yeah.
Do we have to do it again with the new?
No.
Okay. All right, so Madam Treasurer, go ahead and call the roll, please.
Well, it's also,
we're on to discussion.
Further discussion?
I have no more now.
Okay. Anyway, as can be seen, even though we accept Robert's Rules of Order, we're not all of us entirely familiar with it. I'm certainly not, but we do our best. But one thing I learned at the Ohio School Board Association session on this is that the rules of order are kind of like the rules of the road, and that you can get away without using them, just like you can occasionally, get away with running a red light and nobody sees you or something. But as, the stakes get higher and when there's more traffic, that's when knowing them can really smooth things out. So I will continue to try to improve my my practice of these rules of order and the bylaws.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer.
Mr. Whitman.
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap.
Aye.
Mr. Varga.
Aye.
Mrs. Quisenberry.
Aye.
Mr. Begany.
Aye. Motion's passed. Item 7.1, the establishment of committees. Going to ask that all elected board members go ahead and submit to me a list of their preferences for their committees. We'll probably have this assigned prior to the next board meeting. If there are any additions, subtractions, or questions about those set committees, please feel free to forward them on.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Is the Outcomes Coordination Committee the committee formerly known as Curriculum Outcomes?
It's always been it's the same one.
And are we going to keep personnel on there? I think personnel might have met once last year, if I remember correctly. I don't know if the desire is to keep that on.
How about we see who's interested, and then if no one signs up for that particular one that's interested, then we can go ahead and eliminate that one at that point in time. I would hate to take away somebody if I was like, yes, I want personnel. No, we can't have it.
Okay. Sounds good.
Also know the safety committee was the idea of one of our former board member, Mr. Truex, in the audience there. And I know there was discussion last year whether this committee, you know, could meet without, like, you know, jeopardizing investigations or things. We've now had another year with it. Anyone have any thoughts about, you know, whether this committee is a good one to maintain? Has it met?
Who else was on that besides Rob? Did it meet often last year?
I don't think it met last year. It started when we had issues with kind of communication between when events happened at certain locations, and the board wanted to know a little bit more about what was going on at those locations. I think there was one at Wagner Road where the campus was closed down or something to that effect, and we asked questions. This was prior to your time on, and it was a way for board members to actually ask a few more questions about safety of the student population in general, but then if we had more specific questions about policy rules and things of that nature, we could do so at that time. I would prefer to keep it on just because I'd rather have it on, and if we have a meeting, then we can do it, and then at the end of the year, if it looks like something, if we don't meet again for another year, then obviously we can go ahead and eliminate the position.
Kind of same thing we're doing with personnel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those two were brought in, just again, just to kind of shore up some communication issues at the time. Mm-hmm. All right, whenever you guys get those to me, we'll go ahead and make those appointed, and then I'll forward the information to Tammy. It'll be posted on our board website as soon as I have all the information in. Do I have to do action if we're not, or is just the authority to have it?
No, all you have to do is assign people, and then we'll put them in the board minutes and on the website.
Okay, so do we need a motion then for that?
No.
All right.
I mean, we need to vote to give you the authority to do it, right? I mean, be it resolved that you will make the appointments even if you don't do it right now?
Yes, we probably should give him the authority that he does not have to make the appointments.
Okay, so we'll vote to do that, right? That's the motion.
Okay.
So.
All right, do I have a motion then?
I mean, I thought this was already on the floor.
Was it already on the floor?
No. Okay, so moved.
Seconded.
Moved by Mr. Whitman, seconded by Mr. Varga. Any other further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Varga?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Quisenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion passed. Item 8.01 is on for...
It's just as information, just so we can
remember who's already appointed.
Yeah,
right.
Appointed. Yeah, when it comes up again.
Okay. Appointed member to the Eastland Fairfield Career Center and Technical Schools. Currently, Debbie Dunlap serves in that capacity, and she will be there through December 31st of 2019.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they appoint for 3-year terms there, which is different than what the normal Board of Education does. So,
far be it for us to call anyone abnormal on that one, so we'll go ahead and...
typical Board of Education.
Mrs. Dunlap, could you tell just for everybody listening, just give us like a very, very brief kind of understanding of what you do is on the board and how what kind of relationship you have with the Eastland and Fairfield Career Centers? Mm-hmm.
So I sit on the board and represent Reynoldsburg and a number of other districts in this area. I attend monthly meetings. I try to go out and see what's going on in both the Eastland campus and the Fairfield campus. It's an amazing, amazing program. We have a number of students who apply and who are accepted out there. If you ever get a chance to go out and visit either one of those campuses and see what they do, I highly recommend it. When we were down at the Ohio School Boards Association Conference, I was very, very proud because especially like their culinary department is outstanding. And I have to say that they just outshined everyone else that was in the room. They have a whole room of students who were showing off all sorts of different talents from their district. And this one was one in particular. But incredible opportunities for the students there. But then also they have a number of satellite programs at various school districts throughout Central Ohio. We have the performing arts program led by Doreen Dunn right here in Reynoldsburg over the Livingston campus. So I serve in the same capacity there as I do here.
Thank you. Item 9.01, establish a board service fund. This is to resolve that under the provision of the Ohio Revised Code 3315.15, the board hereby appropriated for the purpose of said service fund the amount set forth herein of $20,000. Last year, I think, was one of the first years that we actually put anything on there as far as a number. This is a fund, if I'm correct me if I'm wrong, this is for OSBA trainings, other informational things, Capitol Conference. Any number of those items that go out there, and I don't believe we had anywhere close to the $20,000 limit last year.
Board members attended like board member orientation, a couple of meetings throughout the year, and the Capitol Conference, so now you can nowhere close to that.
If I recall, we haggled a bit on which number to finally end up at. Was it something like 8,000 or something, or 6,000? Anyone recall?
Yeah, you lowered it last year. I think it was like 6 or 8,000.
Okay.
The 20s in the wall, you don't have to go that high, but just because it's there doesn't mean you have to use it.
Yeah. As I said, I hadn't even realized it was there. Now, having realized it, I was less hesitant to go to things, for example, like the Capitol Conference, mm-hmm. which was very, very easily. So did we come anywhere close to the 6 or 8,000?
No.
I'm
seeing foreigners went to a handful of things. If I was to guess, it'd be less than 3,000, I'm guessing.
Okay.
Would anyone like to make a motion to lower the...
Is this even on the floor yet?
We're in the discussionary phase.
Okay.
I know we did last time, that's why I'm not giving the opportunity.
Okay, I move that the that we strike $20,000 and replace it with $10,000.
Motion on the floor is to amend the total number from 10,000 down to 20,000. Do I have a second on Mr. Whitman's motion?
Second.
Second by Ms. Quisenberry. Mm-hmm. Any discussion? Further discussion?
It is my understanding that if this entirety of what we set aside for this is not spent, it does migrate back to the general fund, correct?
Yes. Yes.
In that case, I don't really see a purpose in capping it if we have stayed below before. That way, if there's some sort of extension emergency, there's a new conference or something to that effect, the fund is still there, and then whatever is not spent still would go into our general fund, so it's not a net loss. We just wouldn't have to redo this at a future point if we do exceed it.
I think that's part of the conversation that we had last year. I know the concern that was out there was, you know, our board members going to, you know, obscure or randomize locations for everything. You know, are they going to Hawaii or Las Vegas for a board, you know, board members retreat or something to that extent? I understand what you're saying because it doesn't really change anything, but it also at the same time, if we reduce it, it also kind of lets the community know that we're not out here just to spend your money, you know, outrageously.
That's logical.
Madam Treasurer, do you want to call the roll?
Mr. Whitman?
We're voting to accept the amendment.
Yes.
There's not a ritual motion on the floor, so this is just your motion to make it the $10,000.
Right, and was it seconded? It was seconded.
Yeah.
So now
yeah,
we're voting to accept the amendment.
We're voting to accept the whole resolution. You made the motion to make it $10,000. There was never a motion on the floor for the
$20,000. Okay. All right, so we are voting to accept this.
Yes.
All right, okay.
So Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Quisenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Varga?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mr. Began?
Aye. Motion's passed. Item 10.01, authorize the treasurer to conduct regular financial matters. Do I have a motion?
So move.
Moved by Mr. Barker, second by Mrs. Dunlap. Madam Treasurer, is there anything you want to expand on with this? I mean, we let you spend all our money.
No, this just authorizes me to pay our employees, to pay the bills within the appropriations that the board sets, pay contractors, invest money, and everything else that the law authorizes me to do.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, actually, before we do, just one thing. For those of you in the audience that ever want to go ahead and check out the information that is provided by the treasurer, please do so on the website. It is actually very well written and well done that anybody, even without a background in economics, can take a look at it. And she's always more than hopeful to meet with anybody from the community and talk about our finances. So
I'm very excited if you want
to come. I believe there's Bitmojis. Are they animated yet, or are we still?
No, I've been a little busy.
All right, Bitmojis pending. Madam Treasurer, now please call the roll.
Mr. Varga?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Quisenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Bagany?
Aye. Motion's passed. Next item, 11.01, authorize the Director of Operations Service Business Manager to enter into and execute contracts. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Whitman. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mrs. Dunlap. Any discussion?
What is your average contract that you've been doing lately? Just in excluding the HVAC deal, do the majority of your contracts exceed that, or the majority below that? Is there
the vast majority is below that?
Okay.
The vast majority is going to be below $25,000.
Okay.
Yes. I will continue to bring everything to the board, whether it's through a memo or through the correct other means.
Okay. So. Any other discussion? Seeing none, please call the Madam Treasurer.
Mr. Whitman.
I'm sorry, I have a question. What, we're on item 11 now. Okay. I'm sorry, I thought we were on item 12.
Nope, not yet.
Okay, all right. Yes, aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mr. Varga?
Aye.
Mrs. Quisenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Bagany?
Aye, motion passed. Item 12.01, authorize the superintendent to hire staff and accept resignations on behalf of the board. Do I have a motion?
Stemma.
Moved by Ms. Stemma. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Whitman. Any discussion?
This, again, is standard. Right?
This is standard. Yes. This is in the event that we have to hire a position before a board meeting that we need filled in order to assist kids in classrooms or in order to maintain operations.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Varga?
Aye.
Mrs. Quisenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Bagany?
Aye. Motion's passed. Item 13.01, appoint a Title IX and 504 coordinator. Do I have a motion? Moved by Mrs. Quisenberry. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Dunlap. Any discussion?
I would be interested in potentially amending, I move to amend the first section. At the end of it, to include a statement that we authorize the Director of Human Resources to expand that policy as necessary when indicated by any case law change or by our legal authorities as it goes forward, and then they will then present that to the board upon the next board meeting. And if I get a second, I can explain why.
Second.
Perfect. My biggest concern is, since going forward we have ethnicity itself, which is not included in either race, color, or national origin, is confusing depending on which circuit courts you're looking at. I believe that our circuit court currently has a case regarding that, which could impact us. Additionally, there is sexual orientation as well as gender identity and presentation, which are working their way through the courts. Our courts have not yet ruled on those, but the sister circuits have started to take that. Some have looked at it as a form of sex-based discrimination. Others have created its own area. So I believe that if we create this, we should ensure that prior to us being able to change any policy, when our legal team directs the director to do something, we should do that to prevent any possible lawsuits or concerns here before we're able to act as a board.
But don't policy changes already come to us prior, before? Right.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. And this is specific to Title IX and 504, which is a little bit different than just your traditional.
Well, with Title IX specifically, you obviously have the discussion right now between what the previous administration's policy was and what the new administration's policy is. But most of the courts, if they are finding it, find it under gender, which would hit into Title IX.
And if that policy is specific, because we do have that listed in our actual board policy, would that then go in line with this?
I would think so, yes.
Your concern is that it comes before the board, before any changes are made.
But
any changes in policy already do come before
the
board.
No, it's more if the court was to rule something as protected, I would like the director.
That would result in a policy change that would go through policy committee and then brought before the board.
Okay, then I withdraw my amendment.
Any other discussion?
Who is our current director of human resources?
Currently, we utilize Jim Kelly to supervise that process.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Mrs. Quisenberry?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mr. Varga?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Bagany?
Aye. Motion passed. Item 14.01, authorize the superintendent or the superintendent designee to approve grants. It's always good to accept other people's money. Do I have a motion? Moved by Mr. Whitman. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Varga. Any discussion?
Mr. Superintendent, would you comment a little bit on this aspect of your job?
Grants happen and we have opportunities to apply for grants all the time throughout the year. When they come, sometimes they're attached to deadlines that we need to hustle to get done, and therefore we typically inform the board about those either in weekly updates or during board meetings and things of that nature.
Who does write the grant proposals?
Right now, it could be a number of different people that actually write. We don't have a formal grant writer, so to speak. We utilize some outside services to do some of that. But we also have some teachers and some administrators who also write grants. I plan on doing a few myself.
Dr. Cosgrave, the name of the food service that always writes the grants that get us all sorts of kitchen equipment, I get the name just jumped out of my head. Can you?
The person?
Doesn't she write?
Right.
Yeah, so she also does those as well. And I know that every year we always get to approve something that she's done for us. So I want to make sure a shout out to her as well. Any other discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer?
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Varga?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Quisenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Bagany?
Aye. Motion passed. Item 15.01, approve firms for legal services, including Brecker and Epler, Dave Ketterer, Enos Britton, and Onda Laboon and Rankin and Box, which I probably mispronounced, and then Pepple and Wagner as well. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Dunlap. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Whitman. Any discussion?
Same law firms we've been utilizing up to this point. We're just bringing those things forward for your approval.
And they all do a little something different,
correct?
Right? Yeah.
Could you tell a little bit about the general domains of each of these?
The domains for each of them could vary. For example, let's say we have a plethora of special education cases we need to attend to. Typically, those would go to Bricker and Neckler. But let's say their cases are they have too much on their plate in order to handle them. We can use some of the other services for that. So there's no specialization, of course, across the five. They all give you all things.
Okay. I know one question I raised about Pepple and Wagner at the organizational meeting when I was sworn in is, this is a Cleveland law firm, and, what about, travel time, and we pay for that. Since then, I've learned that the travel time is a drop in the bucket of the money we spend for, services for any of these law firms, and furthermore, we have a bench of five, that will allow us to choose the most appropriate law firm for different kinds of business. So, for that reason, I wanted to vote for all these, including number five, Pepple and Wagner.
Well, as a follow-up then as well, so Pepple and Wagner, I understand that we brought them back on.
No, that's not correct. You were still using them for some special ed services before.
Right, but we had gotten rid of them.
Yeah.
It was before your time.
Okay.
So we brought them on. When you came on, they were still here. So
right.
I understand that we brought them back on specifically for some special ed cases that we were already involved
correct.
In for
correct.
Some consistency, right? Mm-hmm. Is that still the case, or are we giving them new work?
Well, I've not said anything.
Okay, thank you.
That's my knowledge.
The way that it was explained originally was that if Rick Arnett had students that were being represented by their firm, they couldn't obviously represent both sides of the
right.
table, so therefore it would have to go to Pepple and Wagner, which
right.
was one that was familiar with what we had already done. So.
Right, because Greer represents so many districts in Central Ohio, they occasionally have a conflict of interest. And so any of the overflow, if they can't represent us, then Greer think of our special ed.
And that's the only area we are using those services of Pebble
yes.
and Wagner.
Just out of curiosity, I assume that they're all based on an hourly rate. We don't have anyone retained, per se, as an absolute. Okay, and have you shopped around to ensure that for the services that we would be provided, this is the best rate that we're able to get?
We've shopped in terms of services, not necessarily in terms of rates, because we pretty much have taken
yeah.
the firms that we are using and just continuing services.
Okay.
Yeah. We haven't done any additional shopping.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, Madam Chair, would you please call the roll?
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Barga?
Abstain.
Mrs. Quisenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion passed. Item 16.01, approved membership in the Ohio School Boards Association. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Dunlap. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Whitman. Any discussion?
I'd like to say that this, with the OSBA, they're meeting that was held at the Capitol Conference, which the board did make sure I was able to attend, which I'm very grateful for. It was extremely informative and a really good value, in my opinion, of what we got. I think the resources that they provided, the checklist, the people who you could contact, the different districts, different board members, different superintendents across the entire state, with the exception of our keynote speaker, I think it was an extremely good value. And I strongly believe that we should continue in this, and frankly, that it's well done.
Well said.
I'll add that at the conference, I also learned that there are even resources on their website that that I have not sufficiently mined yet. I know Ms. Board Member Dunlap has explored a lot more fully than I have.
Well, I was going to add as well, right, so there are a number of publications that we get as well, and I have consulted with their legal services and many other services as well, so that's a free call when you call there, and so...
Are these included in the...
Absolutely. Nothing's ever for free, right? So beyond that was an incredible several days that we went to the Capitol Conference, the information that we received, the contacts that we made, but well beyond that, throughout the entire year, there are many resources available to them. All it is picking up the phone, lots of training, special training, even throughout the year if you want to know a little bit more about transportation or policy. And they also have a wonderful advocacy group that advocates for education at the State House as well. So many, many different aspects about the Ohio School Boards Association, I think, that is makes it a very positive relationship for our school district.
I'll add that every week or two there's an email from them with a legislative update mm-hmm. where they just explain some of the education-related bills that are working their way through the State House. And also, one piece of advice from one of the Capitol Conference talks was, whatever problem your school district is facing, you want to know, should we do this or do that, or what if, such and such is the case. They say they've, had so many school districts as members for so many years that in their archives, there's bound to be some school district that's faced a very, a similar problem. Bear that in mind, to use that resource as various issues come before us.
Absolutely. Seeing no other discussion, Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Barga?
Aye.
Mrs. Quisenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion passed. Item 17.01, resolution regarding gifts, incentives, and amenities. Just say no. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Quisenberry. She got your just by second. Second by Mr. Barga. Any discussion?
Can someone explain?
Yes.
This seems like a rather unfamiliar resolution to me. I don't remember from previous years.
This is new to the organizational meeting this year. This has become a hot topic with the Otter State's office. Mm-hmm. If we want to be able to, say, give, a trophy to our fellowship award people or a retirement gift, or have a staff lunch for conference days or something. The Ohio State's office is doing it with the board. The board has a policy that allows this, which is being updated as part of the new policy manual we're working on. We're also being told by our attorneys and our policy company, Neola, that we should also have a board resolution. So we have a policy and a board resolution basically saying that it's okay if we want to, on Teacher Appreciation Week, give the teachers a token gift, or just like the magnets that you brought. Any small token gifts, or to have any kind of lunch for the staff, in order to be able to do that, we have to have a policy and a resolution to do that.
Okay. So we've been doing this kind of thing before, but now it's become, as you say, a hot topic.
Yes. And we've had a longstanding policy. We're updating it a little bit, beefing it up a little bit. I will tell you, compared to other districts, we're very, very frugal with this.
What are the new points? You say we have a policy and this is updating it?
This is a resolution which is reflecting the draft policy, which is in the draft policy manual that we're going to the policy committee as soon as it's finalized, or the draft's finalized. But we have a policy that already allows this. This is now just putting a resolution on top of it.
Eastland Fairfield did the same thing, and I think Don Lemley, their treasurer, spoke the same thing, that there was just this new renewed interest, and I think some of it may fall on the treasurer's shoulders as well,
yes.
Which it really shouldn't. Again, I think we're just doing a second layer to be absolutely sure that we're following the letter of the law. And they pass a resolution similar as well.
Okay. Districts all over Ohio will be doing this because all of our treasurer meetings are telling us to go back and get this resolution.
Is there something that's driving this? Some sort of event or scandal or something? Or?
The auditor's office has hot topics, something that gets on their radar every year, and it could have been brought about by something they saw in an audit or just something decided to cycle back in. So we're being told that we need to have this in our resolution or policy.
Okay, thank you.
What is the, obviously it would depend on which we're talking about. A meal might be more expensive than, say, a retirement gift, but what is the average amount spent on these so far per year? We've done.
We gave guidance to the principals, and we said like meals between $5 and $10 per person, like pizza or a box lunch or catering in Chipotle or something.
Okay.
We're not talking steak dinners or anything like that.
Yeah.
The gifts I've seen one recently were like little backpacks where teachers carry stuff. I think they were $4.50 each or something small like that. Nothing very high. I question anything that's very expensive.
Yeah.
I'm frugal.
And we appreciate that.
Yes. So yeah, these would never, there's nothing that I've seen that would ever raise an eyebrow. We're very, very frugal here and trying to make sure that we're, you know, want to encourage our staff and give our staff incentives, but also be very respectful of taxpayer money.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer.
Mrs. Quisenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Varga?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion passed. Item 18.01, transition agreements. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Varga, seconded by Mr. Whitman. Any discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Mr. Varga?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Quisenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion passed. Item 19.01, adjournment. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
All right, moved by Ms. Dunlap. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Second by Mr. Varga. Any discussion? Before we break, I just want to say welcome to the school board, Mr. Varga and Ms. Quisenberry. You guys will be wonderful assets, and you're becoming part of a really good team. We spend probably more time than you're expecting together, but it's all worth it for our students, staff, and our community. So I thank you for your service. Madam Treasurer, could you please call the roll?
Mrs. Dunlap.
Aye.
Mr. Varga.
Aye.
Mrs. Quisenberry.
Aye.
Mr. Whitman.
Aye.
Mrs. Begany.
Aye. Motion passed. Meeting is adjourned.